The Real World program from Andrew Tate. Is it real good or real bad? Well, I'm a multimillionaire. I'm going to try it out right now and we'll find out.
Welcome to the Michael Chaney podcast. I'm the owner of growfast.biz. I've grown from zero to several million dollars in personal net worth with my internet businesses, and I'm on a mission to give away everything I know for free. I'm doing this because I want to leave a legacy, I want to make a difference in the world, and if you ever need help implementing it all, you might want to reach out to us.
So when you first log into the members area, I'm going to be honest, the first kind of sensation is a little feeling of overwhelm combined with disappointment. But I'm going to try and be unbiased here. And I should say right now, what you will find with a lot of reviews you'll find on YouTube of The Real World is that they are affiliates for The Real World. You'll find they have a link underneath their video that is an affiliate link for The Real World. So they're getting paid to send you in there. So of course they're going to give a great review or they're going to make a ton of money with it. You'll also find many people that go and do the drop shipping aspect of the Real World program, but they've already got years of drop shipping experience and lo and behold, they make thousands of dollars with the Real World. I want to approach this not with my experience of having been in business over 20 years, but actually going in as a newbie. Could it work? What's it like? So down the right hand side, you've got people that are online. It says there are 4,000 people online right now. And over on the left hand side, you've got your different navigation items here. So you've got the Real World program, you've got some information, there's various chat rooms. And to be honest, it's basically like Discord. It's like a chat area with different chat rooms. You can post comments, people will answer them. That's the main bulk of the program, but there is also training in there as well. So let's go and take a look at that. So you can add various courses to your Real World program. I've added the Business Mastery one here. So let's have a look at this first lesson. Money isn't real. What? Okay, so the first thing you'll notice is this is not Andrew Tate. This is some guy called Professor Arno. All the teachers are given this suffix or prefix, professor, to endow them with some kind of authority or credibility. I've no idea who this guy is. There's no introduction. There's no background. I don't know how much money he's made. Maybe I've made more money than he has in my career. It looks like he maybe was about 10 years old when I started my business, so I don't know, right? I really don't know, but it's not Tate. But let's have a look at it. Okay, so this is just a very general overview from this guy who now has a boxing type protection on, talks about talking to your family and how people are going to question you and doubt you. This is the beginning really of like a cult kind of thing, right? Where people are on your side, you want to be part of this thing, and they start alienating you a little bit from your friends and family. Your friends and family will say this, your friends and family will do this. Don't listen to them. Come in here. This is the real world, okay? So far, this is very general advice. So I'm going to move on to the financial wizardry section. It says, learn from Tate and Arno how to become a master at spotting money-making opportunities. So financial wizardry, number one, let's have a look. Okay, so finally, we get a little bit of Tate. It is prefaced with the Arno guy, and now he's talking about the Pimping Hose degree, or PhD, which is a program he no longer sells. It's pretty controversial, where he talks about how you win women over, you woo them, and then you get them on webcam and you set up a webcam business by getting them to fall in love with you. He's not teaching that here, but he's taking the lessons from that very well-established and highly ethical and moral business and then teaching these business lessons to you. And he says he's going to teach us everything he knows about making money online. So I'm going to watch this and share with you what I learn.
Hey, Chaniacs, if you're a visual learner and you'd like to get my free teachings on video, then head over to my YouTube channel, because seeing things on screen can actually help you retain the information better. So if you want to do that, just go to youtube.com/Michael Chaney. That's youtube.com/Michael Chaney. Okay, back to the show.
Okay, so I watched that entire video and there was about 30 seconds of Andrew Tate there. And basically he was just saying university is a scam. That was it. I didn't learn anything new. I just learned his opinion that he believes university is a scam. He said all the rich, successful people in the world don't go to school, have not gone to university, which is not true at all. Okay. Some of the most successful people, for example, I'm going to throw a name out here, Alex Hormozi. He's highly qualified, went to university. And maybe you don't learn the skills you need to generate income at university, but you certainly learn the work ethic and the social skills. You can get those in other ways, but I think just to totally say that school and university are a scam is not quite accurate. And so far, I've not got anything that I can sink my teeth into. As a newbie, pretending to be a newbie right now, I've learned nothing that I can actually use to start generating income. So I'm going to continue. Okay, so we get a pretty heavy dose of Tate on this one. And basically the lesson here, as you can see, is speed. And I do agree with him. Speed is important with business. Money loves speed. And the lesson that he teaches here is from his experience as a sales guy when he was 20 years old. So he was basically a telesales guy. He was on the phone doing cold calling, and he's taken that and he's now teaching you this lesson about speed. It's kind of okay. I mean, I agree with it. Again, as a newbie, I'm like, well, yeah, I've got to move fast. Give me the meat. Like, where? What do I do here? What am I supposed to do? I'm still missing that. This lesson could be summarized in about 3 seconds, and that is a business makes money. That's it on this one. He gets very passionate, but he's basically saying you don't need anything set up in advance. You just got to be taking orders. Again, this is very, very common sense. I don't imagine anybody's going to watch this and think, oh, really? I didn't realize a business has to make money in order to be a business. Again, we're missing out on specifics, but maybe it's going to come later. Okay, so I've dived a little bit deeper into the program. This one's about reselling. So he's talking about reselling to people that you've already sold to. Again, as somebody that's made millions and millions of dollars, I know that is a valuable thing, but as somebody that's just starting out, I don't have anything. Like, tell me what to do. What's the step-by-step? What should I be selling? What's the market? We'll probably dive into another program, another course in a minute inside this program, the Ecom one, and have a look at a bit more specifics. But interestingly, he's talking about making money from selling things to people that have already bought. What I noticed, which I was surprised at, is when you buy the real world program, there's no upgrade or upsell. Now, you might think that's a good thing, right? You buy, you spend your $50 a month, and you get access to the program, and that's it. You're not pitched anything else. There is this war room thing, which I think is like $7,000 or $8,000, but you're not pitched it right there and then. He talks about it, it's referenced, and obviously you can upgrade later on, but right after you buy, there's no upgrade. Now, you might think that's a good thing. Maybe he's doing a good thing. He's not pushing it in your face. But I can tell you, as an online business owner, he's been doing this for 23 years. In fact, when I started my business, Tate was 13 years old. I can tell you that if you're not making offers to people right after they buy, you're missing out. So he's kind of teaching something here, but he's not actually doing it. In my humble and accurate opinion, what he should be doing after you buy the real world is taking you to a page that says, hey, do you want to upgrade and get the war room right now at discount? Or do you want to get this additional access to Tate? Do you want to unlock the VIP session? He could be double, triple, or even quadrupling his income if he actually had this upgrade type upsell availability on his funnel, what we call his sales funnel. So I'm looking at things here and I'm thinking, does he know all of this stuff? I mean, he knows some basics of business, which he's talking about from when he was a sales guy on the phone when he was 20 years old. But I'm like, does he know internet business? Why has he not got upsells? Most people you see that are making a ton of money, we're talking tens of millions of dollars every single month, have upsell funnels. So you buy the initial product, then you present it with all these other opportunities. And again, you might think, oh, well, he's doing it from the goodness of his own heart. BS. He's not doing it because he doesn't know it. He doesn't realize that this is an opportunity to make money. If I had a conversation with him and said, hey, Tate, look, you need to be putting that offer in after they buy the real world, give them another juicy offer right there before they get into the members area, quadruple or 10x the amount of money he's making. So it makes me question the knowledge of the guy that's teaching everybody here is not doing this.
Hey, Chaniacs, as you know, I've grown from zero to several million dollars in personal net worth with my internet businesses. And I'm on a mission to give away everything I know for free. Now, I'm doing this because I want to leave a legacy, I truly want to make a difference in the world, and if you're at the stage of needing help to implement all that right now, then come over to growfast.biz and let's see if we can help you out.
Okay, so in this part of the course, he's talking about do not spend, which I find kind of ironic and weird from Tate, the guy that's got Bugattis and all of this stuff. He's saying don't spend money unless you know it's going to get a guaranteed return. Now, of course, if we knew everything was going to get a guaranteed return as business owners and entrepreneurs, we would never, ever fail. You can't ever know that. It's always about taking risk. But I do find this kind of weird that he's saying don't spend money when this guy is frivolously spending money all over the place. I guess he's buying these Bugattis and everything else in his mansions and all this stuff, not because it's not getting a return, but because his personal brand is flashing the cash, his kind of persona that he's built feeds into his business, right? It's a direct investment. He gets that supercar. It's actually a statement and will bring in more business for him. There's a lot of stuff in this program, I'll be honest, that I do agree with, but I'm still left just with a sense of emptiness. It feels a little bit like drinking a Diet Coke. Like, it kind of tastes like Coke, but you're not really getting anything from it. There's no oomph. There's no substance. There's nothing to bite into. I don't think there's anything that I can take here and actually run with. Even as an established business owner and multi-millionaire myself, there's nothing here that I can say, oh, wow, that's amazing breakthrough. Let me go and implement that in my business. Or as a newbie coming into it with a sort of beginner's mindset, there's nothing that I'm seeing here. I'm like, oh, wow, let me get started. It's very general. You know, don't go to university, move quickly, don't spend money that you don't have. A business is about making money. I'm like, yeah, of course, duh. I'm going to be honest with you right now. I found this video inside the program right now. Attention is currency. This is what I was hoping for, right? This is blow by blow account of Tate talking about how he gets attention on social media and how he turns that into money. This is step by step, and this is the kind of stuff that I would like. Now, as a newbie, I'm not going to be able to do this. I can't go out on Twitter and start saying, you know, nerds are stupid, you know, trans people should give up and, you know, just be real men or women or whatever it is that Tate says, right? I can't do that as a newbie and as an established business owner. I don't want to do that and damage my reputation either, okay? But it is interesting to get a look inside his brain to see how he's doing this. He is aware that attention is money. And in this particular video, he goes through and walks through that. Again, is it practical? Is it implementable by the rest of us? No, it's interesting. It's fascinating. But again, it's not really something that the man off the street or the kid off the street could say, okay, right, I'm going to go do that. You know, we don't want 1,000, 10,000 Tates going out there and just saying things for controversy, being annoying, being, you know, antagonistic and stirring things up and having enemies just to get attention, then try and turn it into money. What a kind of horrible place that would be if the world was like that. But again, this is kind of curious information for me and is at least step by step. Deeper into the course, he talks about stress tolerance here. And again, it's okay, but it's just not actionable. You know, it's just kind of him talking about his opinions. You know, you've got to be able to manage stress. Well, no shiz. I mean, who doesn't know that as an entrepreneur, right? It's obvious. So there's a lot of obvious stuff here. I'm going to dive into the econ part of this and see if we get any more specifics. Hey, if you're on Facebook, you'll want to join my fast-growing Point Click Profit group. It's a free group where I do deep dives on how to grow your internet business fast. Just go to facebook.com/groups/Point Click Profit, and I'll see you there. Now, back to the show. Okay, so here we are in the e-commerce section, which is about dropshipping, and it's led by this guy, who pretty sure is not Andrew Tate. So again, it's a little bit disappointing for me that you get in here. You do see Tate in the business mastery stuff, but as I say, it's pretty general. You get into the other topics and it's just random people. I mean, I'm guessing there's some sort of successful people. I mean, this guy, when I started my business, was probably still a fetus. Maybe he's generated millions and millions of dollars like I have. I don't know. But I wanted Tate. Like I wanted, you know, the master himself. But we'll have a look at this and see how good it is. So having a look at the organic traffic section here inside the e-com program. Now, obviously, organic traffic means free traffic, traffic you get without having to pay for ads. But really, all they've got here is just TikTok, which to me sounds insane. Again, having done this for over 20 years, I can tell you there's hundreds of different ways of getting organic traffic. You know, YouTube videos, LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, yes, you've got TikTok, you've got blog posts, you've got backlinks, you've got guest posts on other people's things, you've got podcasts, you've got article creation, you've got email, you've got list building. There's hundreds and they've covered just one. I'm like, how in-depth is this really? So this is the entire TikTok content strategy right here. Basically, post short videos, no crap, have a hook, really? Have a call to action, so a link in your bio, mind-blowing, ooh. Quick transitions, trending sounds. Again, I'm not, you know, you could find this on Google. So there's a lot of very general information here. Some of it you could take action on, but I don't imagine many people are going to get in here and be like, wow, this is incredible, you know? And as I said before, people that are actually getting a ton of results with the e-com section of this program already know a ton about e-com. Now let's have a little look at the wins section inside the real world program. So this is where people share their wins. And it's designed to kind of inspire people and get people to obviously stick and ideally boost their attention. So this is somebody who's made $34. This is somebody who's made $60, $90, $1,000 here. Somebody saying here, still not profitable, but another step in my journey. So somebody here, $29, $88. What's this? I got a sale. What I have noticed is there are things in here that get posted that get removed. So you can see this is last Friday. So this is several days ago, but it basically seems they're pretty big on sort of censorship. So if people post things, I've seen people complaining here. I've seen people having difficulties. There was a guy that posted, hey, I'm just at the gym. That's been deleted. Like it seems they're very censored and they want to make sure you're just seeing the big wins. Now, on top of this wins section on the left-hand side, you've got all these different chat areas. And as I said, again, really, this is just like Discord. People pasting a bunch of stuff in, people helping one another. But again, do you want help from random people or do you want help from Tate himself? For $50 a month, is this worth it? Personally, I don't think it is. I mean, there's a lot of programs you can get access to out there where you pay one off. If you do try and leave, Look at what happens. You get put in jail, right? This is the page that you get sent to if you say, I can't afford to continue $50 a month or I want to leave. Tate puts you in jail here, right? Have a look at this. Quitters don't want to break free from enslavement. You see this? We put you in jail for a reason. And it says down here, your IP addresses, your MAC addresses, credit cards, and emails will be blacklisted from our systems. So what they do is they continuously hammer you with the wins inside the program when they put you in this jail. So they kind of lock you down, but they keep sending you all these success stories. So it's kind of like this cult feel again, that they're alienating you in public and saying, oh, look at you, shame on you. You didn't take action. You couldn't do this. You quit. You couldn't afford the $50 a month. Personally, I don't really like that. And having dived deep into this program, my opinion is there is some good stuff in there. I'm not going to lie, but can you extract, you know, $600 worth of value a year on this? I don't know. It seems if you're brand new, you're going to feel overwhelmed. A lot of the advice is very, very general. And if you're a bit more advanced, you're kind of beyond what a lot of this stuff is teaching. And as I say, in that particular e-com section, they covered one strategy, which was TikTok. And they said stuff like create short videos, make them catchy, have a hook, and use trending sounds. Wow. I mean, is that worth $50 a month? You be the judge.
Hey, Chainiacs, I'd be eternally grateful if you'd leave a review for me on this podcast. I don't put any ads or sponsorships on here, so when you leave a review, it helps get this free training into the hands of the entrepreneurs who really need it. It just takes a few clicks to do, and your review will make my day. And more importantly, it will create a ripple effect to help the fate and fortunes of countless entrepreneurs. Thank you.